The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it would be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You'll go down to the netherworld. Whoever listens to you, listens to me. Whoever rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me. The Gospel of the Lord. The essential message of the Gospel today is conversion. Now we can become smug and complacent and feel that we are converted. Hold your horses. Hold your horses. We all have to be converted until we die. None of us can say that he or she is perfect. Would any of you come up here in the microphone and say, I'm ready to be canonized right now? Would you? I doubt it. So conversion is something that has to happen all the days of our life. Now I'll tell you three ways that we will be converted. You pray well, what happens is you're becoming more like God. Conversion. Second is, if you make a good confession, conversion. And third, if you make a good communion, conversion. Because you become like what you eat. And you are consuming God. What I've said is, we can only be converted when we get close to God. We can't change ourselves. And you know we can't even change others. We can't change our husband or our rebellious teenage son. We can't do that. Come on. We can suggest, we can exhort, but only God can convert. So a week today is October 13th. It's Our Lady of Fatima, which there was a miracle of the sun, and many, many were converted through the intercession of Our Lady of Fatima. So accept the challenge today. Ask yourself in prayer, what is the area in my life that has to be converted? Amen.